57 there.
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Give me a
except for the collector's guns.
Come on, everybody, crit them like we did last time.
That'd be some
funny at home, for those listening at home, last time we did the law rolls, it wasn't a roll above an aught 6.
Mm-hmm.
This time, it's not a roll below.
I'm
16. This will pass, but we'll pass.
Okay. Those are your major law rolls. Any legal transaction involving a pistol...
Oh, yeah,
it's registered with the state.
Well, once we get the bullets, we gotta see if there's striations. If there are, then we'll have it.
Mm-hmm. Of course, searching the, there's a lot, that's a lot of information.
So hey, didn't the coroner just ring us for something?
Yeah, that's why we're going over there.
Okay. To the coroner. So, Dr. Carly's there, and he hands you over bullets.
Bullets.
Yeah. So it looks like our guy was shot 10 times.
Holy
crap. You look at it, there's 357 Magnum round, not some 9mm, and a couple of 22 rifle rounds.
So three shooters, that's...
Probably, yeah. That's a lot of hate.
So, given what the standard gun that will take these rifles, are there bullets that we are missing?
Yeah.
There's at least been some through and throughs, but are we able to get an idea of?
Well, if he's been shot 10 times, how many bullets do you have?
He's been shot 10 times, total, you have 12. So they're obviously...
Wait, he was shot 10 times and we have
12 bullets? Was he carrying an extra bullet? Help me!
Oh, I'm sorry, you do not have 12 bullets, you have 12 casings.
What?
There are two misses.
Okay.
You do some mathematics. Probably they fired more than they hit him with.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the other way around.
Yeah.
Because that would be sand loss right there.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry. I must tell you about this case.
You get a fuck your couch, Richard. I'm sorry, Dick.
Why do I get a fuck your couch?
I gave you a card for something you figured out, and...
Do we want me to nope it and then have somebody else extremely limited master plan it?
I'll grab the nope with the extremely limited master plan, so just toss it over to me.
I can lose two cards.
I didn't want to lose any of mine, so I'm happy to lose that.
We got an instant threat of victory. Yeah, well, it's done anyway. Alright.
Done.
Alright.
Welly.
Hello. So how many bullets do we have then?
He recovered 8 bullets.
That's enough to get striations off of, hopefully. Are they in good shape? The bullets in good shape?
Yes, some of them are, yeah.
Excellent. We will fucking... Gosh. Running ballistics will be a pain in the ass here.
Well, we're assuming it's crappy. Let us find out whether it is actually good.
Sure.
Well, before we go and do that, was there anything else of interest in the body? Doctor.
Yeah. Time of death.
Doctor?
Example, if you can determine that.
Time of death be pretty. Let's see. And it goes ahead.
Death's never pretty, doctor.
Oh yeah. Thinking probably early in the morning. The day he was discovered.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they say they were going for lunch, by the way? If TOD's early in the morning, they're probably just trying to distance themselves.
Well, no, they found the guy the next day.
We'll find...
I've got copies of their statements. That's why I got them, is just in case.
So if he was shot in the morning, is the point you said, Dr. Fine, but he was frozen overnight. So
right.
True.
No one noticing the track in the ditch.
Good point.
But she didn't report him missing, or say it was odd that he was out, his wife.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Yeah, I was getting to that.
Yeah. Point, so. Nice.
something.
If that was true, is that true, Doctor? Have we got it? Have we figured it out correctly from your hall telling us of the official report, which we interrupt you with,
Doctor?
Right. Yeah. I guess so. From what you're telling me, he was shot in the early morning, and he was discovered the next day. You guys came over, and thank you. It sounds to me like you put it together from what I gave you.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Doctor.
Anything else special of note to tell us?
That's a lot of bullets.
Thank you, Doctor, for your cooperation.
All right. Okay. All right.
Well,
we go somewhere else to try and purchase the bullets?
Let's see. We're going to see what kind of facilities they have to process the bullets. Are they A, extremely shitty, B, non-existent, C, other?
Okay. some people. Someone give me a luck roll.
That'll be sexy man. He's a sexy man.
Does somebody else want to do it?
No, sexy man. You go ahead.
A check.
It's not necessarily going to get a check out of it. I don't know if we don't know what I mean.
Oh, what difficulty number are you going for?
I'm going to need a...
Lower is better?
For this, I'm going to need a times one. This is a small town.
Sexy. Alright.
Play your... Are you going to I'll play the support attendant.
Nice. Yes.
Double crit range.
Nice.
Drink. Hey, there we go.
Hey.
Alright. So, nice. We got a supported 10.
Yeah, and assuming he's so not... that Terry's not wearing a bag on his head, he should be fine.
Yeah, that's it. If I've got a 10 or above, I just made a times 1.
Yeah. So now, my question is, does he need a bag over his head, or is he a dead sexy non-Mexican?
Are you dead sexy?
He's not that sexy.
No. Not compared to Ormond, no. Yeah. But to normal people, yes.
Alright. So, but wait, what did you make it, is what I'm asking.
Times one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with the times one, yeah, they've got a basic, like, tank. They got a basic water tank, ballistic setup.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. We'll run ballistics.
It's not, it's kind of old. They probably bought a surplus or something. But
well, all I'm going to do is get the grooves off the bullets so that we can run those. I don't care about anything else yet.
Okay. I need a ballistics roll as you put the bullets under the microscope, which
I
is
hand
not...
the bullets to, I make sure someone else looks at the bullets.
Okay.
I'm not, if it's gunsmithing, fine, I'll take it, but I'm not picked.
Okay.
Maybe with the real one of the first dice, I might be able to squeeze it out.
Don't tell me I'm the only motherfucker with ballistics.
No, you're not the only motherfucker with ballistics, Timmy. Swearing in a police station. This is holy ground.
I'll give it a go. It's just that I might need a card or two to get it.
Did you say holy ground?
Yeah.
He said holy ground.
I see.
Temple of the Goddess of Justice.
If you fail, I'll try. How's that?
We've got a couple of bullets. Eight of them.
Well, it doesn't destroy them. We're just trying to get the striations so we can send them in and have them on the ballistics.
Hey, I've got a first one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Microscope.
Hot one.
Greatest. What did you make it by?
I rolled not one. Does that help?
Just ate it.
Well, with one. Yeah, well, Terry, you look through the...
I confirm his results.
Microscope's in bad shape. Looks like the optics are kind of fuzzy. But Timmy takes over, and... These bullets... all the bullets are of the same caliber, match each other. So you're thinking they all came out of the same weapon.
I don't think you're understanding what my goal is with it.
Okay.
I know they're from the same weapon. All I'm going to do is... You get copies of the striations.
Ah,
you run that through the ballistic database, and then that tells you who bought the gun, unless it was like This gun was used in 8 liquor store homicides and shit, and shot into the roof in celebratory fire during New Year's, whatever.
Right.
Oh, okay. You have to mention that.
I did. That's my whole thing.
You did. You did. I understand now exactly what you want.
Yeah. I want to see if it's registered to one of these losers, because then we get warrants and have fun.
We just have losers because we checked them and then any guns which to her.
Yeah, you can never tell.
But to Frank is what we want to register to.
Hmm. We check it out. What does it tell us?
Okay. It looks like the 9mm was used in a robbery in Illinois.
Hmm.
About 5 years ago. But you don't get an actual idea. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, yeah, I add our information to the database. Like, hey, some other loser used it over here, because they keep track of that shit.
Right.
Hmm.
And that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Yeah. Not as much as I'd hope for.
Well, I have questions then. Did Duke or Aldo have jobs in Illinois 5 years ago?
Frank or Fred
either, but I mean,
I look pretty impressed.
I'm pretty impressed. Think here.
Not sure how to find it out though.
Well, tax records
will be on their work.
Tax records.
Yeah. If they don't do it cash in hand.
Hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah. I mean, shit, even Al Capone had to pay taxes. Ain't that a bitch?
Right, yeah. You would track it through the tax ID numbers of these guys and the businesses they worked for. I'm afraid not. No, they looks like they've had only local jobs.
Losers.
They never worked in Illinois.
Alright.
Neither did Fred or Frank.
I'm wondering about the lawyer. I'm just kind of curious. Just pull up a quick police thing on him, because I'm curious. Is he a real lawyer?
Good idea.
Never hurts. I'm tossing a haste. Playing Weekend Warrior.
Fine.
Okay.
I'll have it to a plus one.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. So the lawyer's name is Sean Matthews.
Part of Dave Matthews Band, no doubt. I hate them so much.
So, Sean Matthews, he's on the Illinois bar as well as the New York State bar.
He did try
a case. This guy committed murder in a suburb of Chicago, apparently 12 years ago. Got the guy acquitted. Nothing else there.
The glove didn't fit.
He's got no criminal record. Or if he had, he probably got it.
Expunged, right? The Illinois thing is interesting.
Sort of an obvious question.
But he's also on the bar of a couple of other states, so.
Yeah, but he did business.
He travels. He's one of those lawyers.
Mm-hmm. I find it interesting. I blah this to the group.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, James.
No, I just realized it's a bit of a silly. I'll ask it anyway, but it's a silly question. With my earlier quick tracking role, did I work out how many people there were there?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. Sorry, I don't give you a card. I should have said that right away. Yeah, there are two guys there.
So, 3 guns, but 2 guys.
Mm-hmm. That could happen. I know I like multiple guns.
Well, if we're going with 1 hunting rifle and 1 guy with blazing away with pistols.
Yeah.
With that well aim without hitting a friggin' track or whatever?
Yeah, I know. That's very good.
Very good. It could have been Duke and Aldo. Don't know. They both strike me as, like, losers.
I'm going to throw in a Star Wars card.
Oh, by the way, yes, I did reword the Star Wars card for the new one.
Yes.
The new one.
Who's currently worse on sand?
Yeah, I'm down a bit, but not anything.
I'm down quite a lot.
Give him a good slap.
But is anybody else?
Nice. I think you're probably the craziest.
Going crazy as Mark.
I'm the most sane person here. No, that would be an interesting insanity. Just to say that every time you were
That's a good catchphrase, certainly.
Yes.
Omen, snap out of it.
Are you smacking me around the head after I've been just hit
the crowbar? No, because it's not snap. It's just a snap. Not a slap,
yeah. No, I think you should help him harder.
Indeed. So, yeah, the, okay, you did a great job with the ballistics, Timmy, with your Alt-1.
You poked me earlier.
Yeah, you fiddled with the knobs, you got the information in no time. It's now 3:30 in the afternoon.
I learned everything from Mr. Holmes.
What?
I learned everything about ballistics from Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm.
Right, so sounds like you guys are at a decision point.
What?
Are we?
It sounds like it.
No, that's a lie, and you know it.
Okay, I mean, seems like it. Yeah.
No, that's a lie,
well,
and you know
it. We've got several ideas of where to head, yeah.
Right, that's what I meant.
That doesn't mean anything. We could sit around talking about that indefinitely. It's still not out of clip.
I won't let you talk about it indefinitely. I will let you talk about it while I go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's not good at all. You're also going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah?
I'm also going away.
Well, if you're all going away, and I can't even tell if Mark is here, I'm going to the bathroom, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are processing our water, and back in a second.
Heroic Cthulhu is a role-playing game based on a humorous mix of forensic investigation, urban horror, and more. All actual play sessions are recorded and published as a podcast. We have players from all over the world, but we're always looking for more. Listen to some episodes and visit our forums to find out how to get involved. www.heroiccthulhu.com HEROICCTHULHU.com
Generic Advertising presents generic radio ad for Core New Media. Begin music. Cue generic announcer.
Clever opening line to get your attention. Quality of product. In this case, the podcasts. Reveal client, Core New Media. Interest building by announcing wide variety of shows at client, like Core News and Core RPG. Bold statement.
Stop music.
Even bolder statement.
Continue music.
Call to action to get listeners to go to CoreNewMedia.com. Slogan, spoken slowly and with emphasis.
End radio commercial.